June 10, 2018, The Prophet's Corner Uncut. From Get Mode to Give Mode. From Get Mode, G-E-T, Mode to Give Mode. Not Gitmo. My church has had it backwards. What is first place in their minds is get. They have been taught to supply themselves first, get out of debt, lay up for retirement, etc., invest, while souls are being lost. They say, well, when I get all this done and me and mine are taken care of, I will start giving more to the Lord's work. Something always seems to get in the way of it, and my work is left undone. My plans stopped or hampered. I need. Surely the Lord wouldn't let me go without. Ecclesiastes 11 talks about those that observe the clouds will never sow. Then it talks about casting your bread upon the waters, and then they'll come back to you on every wave. My kingdom is not about getting needs met, but it is meeting needs. My church has had the cart before the horse. It can't go anywhere. They don't understand. What is in your hand? So they're thinking, when I get some money, I'll give. The Lord's saying, what's in your hand? Let's look at a couple of scriptures here. Exodus 4. Exodus 4:15. This is the Lord talking to Moses. You must speak to him and put the words in his mouth, and I will be with your mouth and with his mouth, and I will teach you what you should do. He shall speak for you to the people, acting as a mouthpiece for you, and you shall be as God to him. And you shall take this rod in your hand, with which you shall work the signs that prove I sent you. So a stick. This stick. To me, it's just symbolic. It's what Moses had in his hand. That's it. Okay. All right, the rod is the word of God. Isaiah 55 talks about, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It provides. Verse 11, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void without producing any effect, useless, but it shall accomplish that which I please and purpose, and shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Up here it talks about, for as the rain and snow come down from the heavens and return not there again, but water the earth and make it bring forth and sprout, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So what's in your hand? If you've got the word of God in your mouth, it's like the rod in your hand. That's what you need. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. Then it talks about she'll come out of spiritual exile. The desert will bloom. He's talking about us speaking. Okay, people think, well, I have to have money to do this. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God, then all these things will be added. In Acts chapter 4, we know about the church. It says they didn't have any needs in that church because they took the extra things they had and sold it and gave to those that had need. And it said the word abounded. People were being added. The kingdom of God was going forth the way it was supposed to. I believe that's the way the Lord wants his church to be. What was their secret? Instead of get first, it was give first. They were about God's business and not their own business. They were in give mode instead of get mode. See, Luke 6:38 says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Not get. Give, and it shall be given unto you. When you live in get mode, you touch the tree. It's not about how much you have. It's your attitude. God expects what he puts in your hand to be enough. His word provides seed for the sower. Let's look at Matthew 15. Verse 30. Is that right? 15:30. Well, I think that's the wrong passage, but what I was trying to get at was when Jesus was confronted with all the people that had been with him for several days and they didn't have anything to eat, and Jesus told the disciples, give them something to eat, and they said, what? A year's wages is not going to pay for this food. All they were looking at was what they had in their, you know, provision-wise. See, Jesus followed the Spirit. He blessed the loaves and fishes, and they multiplied, and it fed 5,000 plus women and children. See, the natural mind says, no, I can't do that. I don't have any money. I can't do that. God says, what's in your hand? What's in your hand? Jesus blessed what was in his hand, loaves and fishes. It was an attitude, give mode. The disciples had get mode. Well, when we get enough money, there you see the general mode of the church. When I get some money, then I'll give. When I get out of debt, I'll make a commitment. When I get my retirement account doing good, I'll help the church out. When I get over this hump, I'll give. What is in your hand? It's not about how much, it's about the kingdom being first. The get attitude. Luke 18. I need to be five people. The Lord gives me so much material. Rich young ruler. A certain ruler asked him, good teacher, this is Luke 18:18. What shall I do to inherit eternal life? He wants to move forward with God. Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good except God only. Remember the story I told you? Calling out to God. God, we need provision. Help us. He says, give it away. Oh, we can't do that. No, 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 no. You know the commandment. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not witness falsely. Honor your father and your mother. He replied, all these I've kept from my youth. And when Jesus heard it, he said to him, one thing you still lack. Sell everything that you have and divide the money among the poor, and you will have rich treasure in heaven, and come back and follow me, become my disciple, join my party and accompany me. And when he heard this, he became distressed and very sorrowful, for he was rich, exceedingly so. He says here, those that have wealth, it's going to be hard for them to enter the kingdom of God. Why? It's just the opposite. Jesus wanted him to have more, but he couldn't release what he had. And this is my church collectively. Lay what you have at the Lord's feet and obey him in whatever he says, do with it. The give attitude releases kingdom supply to you too, like the widow's mite. All the ones given in big amounts, the only one he noticed was the one that gave her all. She laid everything she had down. What did that do? Release. Release. One more. Luke 12, let me see what that is. Now, this is the story in Luke 12 about the one that built his barns. He had so much wealth, he said, I'm just going to build bigger barns and store it up and just eat, drink, and be merry, just, you know, enjoy my retirement. He didn't get to do it because he wasn't rich toward God. All right, I have a short one, and we'll be done.